Hey, everybody. Welcome back to I Just Had a Terrible Thought, the only show on the internet. We got a big, big show for you today.
Fucking huge.
Huge show. Biggest show you've ever heard in your whole life. Most important things you'll ever hear in your whole life. It's going to be great. Lots of stuff to talk about. Arby's. I'm going to talk a little bit about Arby's because I was there the other day. So I went to Arby's the other day.
Okay. Okay.
And I got two things to say about Arby's. The first one being the girl who took my order and gave me my food. Really cute and way too flirty, because I have it on good authority from many reputable mirrors that I am not a stud. But okay. I got the impression that if I'd been like, hey, could I get your number? She would have been like, yeah, here you go.
No way.
And I know that's not true, but that's the impression that I got. So tone it down, flirty girl. And the other thing about Arby's is that they were selling bags of ice for a dollar.
At Arby's?
Yeah. And I was thinking about that, like, I was trying to think of how that came about. Like, do they get people coming to Arby's and saying, can I buy a bag of ice?
And just leaving?
Yeah, that's weird. I wouldn't think that would happen very often. I mean, now is the time, you know, this is the season. But you don't buy a bag of ice as like an impulse buy. You know, you don't show up to Arby's and be like, I'm going to get a roast beef sandwich. And oh, also a bag of ice. Now that I see you have them, I could use a bag of ice. People buy bags of ice for trips that they're going on or for like cookouts that they're having. There's some planning involved when you buy a bag of ice.
You buy them at the gas station, man.
Right. Or like maybe the grocery store.
Maybe.
But not at Arby's. Like, who's sitting in the Arby's drive thru and going, man, I could really use a bag of ice for the cooler at home.
Just a, yeah. Can I take your order?
Especially because a lot of times it will be like a cookout or a picnic or like you're going tubing, which is that thing that you and Aldi, well, mostly Aldi. The Aldi will try to get me to do every summer. She hasn't tried to this year, surprisingly.
That is amazing.
But there's some summer left.
Tubing down the river.
But that's why you'll buy bags of ice, is to fill up a cooler.
Yeah.
And if you're filling up a cooler, you're probably not at Arby's getting a roast beef sandwich.
Yeah.
You know, you've got food that you plan to put in the cooler.
Yeah. I don't know, man. We are... there is an Arby's right by the highway. Maybe people stop in and go, hey, do you guys sell ice?
The only thing I can think of is that it's kind of like how we put up a donation button, like, hey, do you have too much money? Do you want to give some of it to me?
Yeah.
Great. Like, you don't have to, but if you want to, we might as well have this button here.
Yeah, might as well. Okay.
I guess it's like, hey, we make ice for just the fuck of it, basically. We have the ability to make bags of ice, and we don't need it all. If you want to buy it for a dollar, great.
Yeah.
Why not offer it for sale? It's practically free.
Man, I love it.
Is a dollar a good price for a bag of ice? I don't even know.
That's cheap. Yeah.
Is it?
They're normally, what, almost $2 a bag?
I don't think I've ever bought a bag of ice. I used to bag up ice at a 7-Eleven to sell. We had to like bag it by hand. We had a big ice machine in the back, and we'd take bags and shovel ice into it for like an hour.
Yeah, back in those days, it was probably like 99 cents a bag. But these days, yeah, it's gone up.
I don't know. I haven't bought a bag of ice in forever. But I just can't imagine, like, if I showed up to McDonald's and I was like, could I get a quart of oil? It's, to me, it feels like the same thing. Like,
I'm going to, if I run into, you know, there's a Burger King down the street that sells ice as well. I never thought about it.
What?
But
really?
There's a little sign on the door to go out, you know, on one of the sides of the building.
Yeah.
And it says, like, ice for a buck, something like that. I never thought about it till just now. I want to ask. I'm going to ask him.
Well, because I'm curious, like, because I can't think of a single product from Arby's that I would want to put on ice, you know? So what is it for?
Yeah, I want to ask, like, do you sell a lot of ice?
No, I guess not at all. The only way I could think of buying a bag of ice at Arby's is if you saw the sign before and you're like, I know where I could get ice.
Yeah.
Arby's. Or if you were in line at Arby's getting some food, like, right before a big trip, and you knew you were going to need a cooler full of ice on this trip, but you didn't need it right now, like, this was for later. That's the only thing I can think of. Like, if you were right about to go on a big road trip, you were all packed up and everything, and you stopped to get Arby's just by coincidence and then saw that they have bags of ice, and you're like, I needed one of those anyway.
Weird.
That's the only thing I can think of, and I can't imagine that business comes through that often.
Not at all. And I'm going to ask. I'm going to. And I'm going to bring all my information back to the next show.
And I was thinking,
we'll see what's going on.
The Arby's in question is very near the airport.
Yeah.
But if you're going to the airport, you're not going to need a cooler full of ice. You know what I mean? Like, that's not a road trip.
For the flight. Yeah.
I need a cooler full of ice for the cargo bay where I will keep all my Zimas or whatever it is that you're going to drink. Like, what do you need a cooler of ice for if you're flying?
Yeah.
I don't know. And that's about all I had on Arby's.
Oh, okay.
I did try the, I tried this before, but I had the Arby's Bacon and Blue. And they have a Bacon and Blue at Wendy's, too, and they're both fucking awesome.
Okay.
But the Bacon and Blue at Arby's is one of their roast burgers.
Yeah.
You know, where it's like they dress it up like a burger, but it's a roast beef sandwich.
Mm.
It's fucking incredible. Do you like blue cheese?
I love blue cheese. But Arby's, I can't say I like Arby's.
Really?
They're overpriced.
Well, they might be overpriced, but they are delicious.
Yeah, that's the thing. They fucking advertise the most amazing, delicious shit on TV, and you're like, fucking Arby's, why not? Eh, fuck it. We'll go to Arby's. And then I order, and I get my total, and it's like $26.
They're really not much different. I don't know what you're ordering, but like I ordered a number whatever combo, whatever that Bacon and Blue roast burger was. And when I order the Bacon and Blue burger at Wendy's and I order the combo, it comes out to like seven something, $7.81 maybe. And when I order the same thing at Arby's, it comes to basically the same price.
Yeah.
So it's really not that crazy. I don't know what you're ordering.
Mm. Well, unlike you, I don't
get... Do you order like 10 bacon and cheddars?
I never get combos at fast food joints.
Oh, but I love fries, man. I can't get enough fries. I could order just like 10 fries and just eat fries all day long. The only reason I don't do that is that fries, for some reason, no matter how many fries I eat, I'm always still hungry for more fries.
Mm, yeah.
That's the one reason. It's like Pringles. Once you pop, you can't stop. It's like if I bought like 3 cans of Pringles, the only thing that would stop me is like halfway through the second can, I'd be like, I should stop.
I gotta
Otherwise,
pee,
I could eat all 3 in one sitting.
Who has the best fries, in your opinion, of all the fast food chains?
Maybe McDonald's. I know that's kind of cheesy to say, but I do think, and you know, Burger King's fries used to be basically identical to McDonald's, and then they changed over to whatever this new recipe is that makes them kind of almost like they're battered. Do you know what I mean? Do you know, because they used to be the same as McDonald's, and then they changed it. Do you remember that?
I don't, but Burger King's fries, man.
I really like Wendy's fries too, though. They're a little bit thicker. And a little bit more like something you'd get at a restaurant.
Yeah, yeah.
Like a steak fry, but not quite.
Yeah. But Burger King's fries are the best. But I never order combos. I never go in like calculating what I should order to save myself money. Like
I want
like 6 of these sandwiches and like 2 fries. Since I want 2 fries, I'll get 2 combo meals, but I don't need 2 pops. So I'm like, you know what? Fuck it. So I go in, order like 6 sandwiches, 2 fries, a drink, and I end up paying out of my ass.
That's like how I am at Taco Bell.
Oh, yeah.
Taco Bell is cheap as fuck if you know how to play the menu right. But I always want like 10 different things. Or if you get a combo, it's about the same as like other places. But if you order individual items, I end up getting like 10 different things, and it ends up costing me like $17.
It does.
I walk out of there spending like almost $20.
Because Taco Bell is a joke, and they do that on purpose. I know it. Every fucker in front of me when I'm in the drive-thru, they get a combo, and I'm thinking, how does that fill you up? It's a hard shell taco, some type of burrito, and a fucking pop, and some twisties, cinnamon twists.
Yeah.
That is not enough, man. I need like 10 of those burritos.
I get the chalupa combo sometimes, which is 2 chalupas
and
a hard taco and a drink.
That's not enough.
That's enough for me.
That fills you
up. But if I happen to have another 2 chalupas on hand, I would fucking eat them.
Yeah.
So that's
so
what I'm saying.
Okay.
Like, so I go there and I'm like, I'll get like a combo plus a few other things,
or I
won't get a combo at all, and I'll just get like 10 things.
That's how I roll. Yes.
But if you really like were on a budget, like you watched yourself and you showed up and you were like, I'll take like 3 of the 89-cent burritos.
Yeah.
That's enough. I mean, those things are pretty big.
I was just about to say that.
But I don't work that way. I'm sitting at the drive-thru and I'm like, that sounds good. That sounds good. That sounds good. Give me 3 of these, 5 of these, 6 of these. How much is that?
Yeah.
Oh, that's $21.50. Fuck, man. That's just for me.
No, when they tell you that, you're like, you know what? Fuck it. It's worth it.
Yeah.
And then you get home, you get full, and you're like, why the fuck did I do that?
It's so weird. I used to, like when I was a teenager, which I guess you can blame this on puberty, but I used to be able to eat so much. And it's like there's a part of my brain that never figured out that that's not the state that I'm in anymore.
Yeah.
Like I will go to a Chinese place, like a buffet, and it's like all you can eat. And I'll be like, yeah, this is awesome. And I'll get two plates and I'll fucking leave. Yeah.
It's kind of a
ripoff.
I'm
such an asshole.
Yeah.
Like I should fucking eat like five plates of food because it's fucking all you can eat and it's delicious.
$15.99, yeah.
And I'll go up for like the third plate and leave half of it on my plate because I'm like, God damn it, I can't do anymore. Yeah. These crab rangoons, they're fucking awesome, but I can't do it.
Buffets are meant, I swear to God, it may be a shameful thing, but buffets I think were made for people that can eat, chill out for a while, digest.
Well,
eat
that's
some
the thing.
More later,
yeah, I have a
chill
hard
out,
time.
Digest. You're just there the whole day.
This
You're
sounds there to ridiculous stay. To me, but I have a hard time getting people to go with me to the Chinese restaurant. Like when I was a kid, I'd never been to a Chinese restaurant, buffet or otherwise.
Yeah.
And I had never been, I'm sure I had been, but I can't remember ever going to a Taco Bell when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And I know the reason for that is because my mom is a picky eater. She doesn't go to Taco Bell and she won't go to Chinese restaurants.
Hmm.
So I never went when I was a kid. And now as an adult, I feel like everybody in the entire world other than me is into Chinese food, but I can never convince anybody to go with me. So like there have been a few times, especially when I used to work right next to a Chinese buffet and I would go in there right before work. And so I'd go in by myself. And that's the worst because you don't have that like sit around and talk and digest and then go get another plate. You don't have that at all.
Yeah.
It's just shovel, 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 and then go up and get another plate.
Yeah.
There's no time to sit and like feel better.
That's true. Yeah. Because Aldi, for the first time listeners, who Aldi is my fiance.
Yeah.
She used to work at Old Country Buffet, which here is, I don't know if that's national, but it's a buffet.
I think it's national.
And a lot of people would just show up and be there till close.
Yeah.
And they hated them. But it makes sense to me. Like you're getting everything for your dollar.
I don't know if I need to be there till close, but I mean, I think an hour, maybe 2 hours wouldn't be crazy.
Yeah.
If you had a group and you were hanging out.
Yeah. Well, you go to a fucking, you know, Applebee's, you're there for 2 hours easy.
And me and Aldi used to go to Applebee's all the time and we'd be there for hours and we would only order one thing. You know, so after that, we'd keep ordering drinks, but that was it.
It doesn't seem odd to me. Like if you and I were like, you know what, one day out of this fucking year, we're going to the Chinese buffet and we're just going to stay all day.
But I do have to point out that Aldi is not into Chinese food. And that's part of the reason.
Yeah.
That's part of the reason. It's a small part, but it's part of the reason I can't find anybody to go with me.
Yeah.
Like, I think the last time I went to the Chinese restaurant, I think I posted something on Facebook, like, who wants Chinese food? And nobody did but me. Or maybe a few people were like, I do, but I'm at work. I can't go. You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah. Bullshit.
And so I ended up going by myself, and I'm not ashamed to go by myself. Like, I'll go to the movies by myself. I'm not ashamed of that, whatever.
Yeah.
But it's not the same. And I can't, like you were talking about, the whole talking and you know, socializing and stuff and having a minute for everything to settle. It doesn't exist. You're just sitting there shoveling food into your face.
Yeah. I couldn't do that. I'm not the type of guy to go to a movie by himself.
The movie especially doesn't bother me because the lights go down and especially because when I go by myself, I usually go during the day, like earlier in the day.
Yeah.
So it's like the theater's almost empty anyway.
What kinds of people show up during the day? I've never been to a movie.
Old people or small groups of like young people who are friends.
Okay.
It's usually not a lot of people, but it's not like there's weird people that show up.
Yeah. I don't know. I've done it once. It was at night. And like I said, I talked about this on the show way back, but I felt so self-conscious. Like everybody's looking at me by myself and people are sitting next to me like a couple seats down. They don't want to, oh, maybe he's with somebody. I don't want to take that seat. And I'm like, oh God, can't the movie fucking start? And I would get on my phone and I'm looking around like someone's supposed to show. I couldn't just sit there and accept it and be cool with it.
Weird.
I am fucking weird.
It might be because you went at night, though, because I, like I said, usually will go during the day if I'm going to go by myself.
And it didn't help, like, all the girls there were kind of cute. You know?
I think the last movie I saw by myself like that was Kick-Ass.
Mm-hmm.
and it was fine. Like, nobody sat next to me or even in the same row as me. Like, wow. if you go during the day, it's really fucking dead. Like, you go at like 2 p.m.
Yeah.
There's nobody there.
Yeah. And what movie was it? It was a Lord of the Rings, Two Towers or something.
Well, there you go. And you might as well have went to see Twilight by yourself at like midnight at the release show.
Okay. Yeah. Cause it was packed when the movie started, but there was an empty seat on both sides of me because people assumed I was with somebody, and I should have said, I'm by myself. It's cool. You can sit here, but I didn't have the balls.
The only other movie I can think of that I saw that way off the top of my head was Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind.
Yeah.
And again, I went at like 2 p.m. There was nobody there.
Damn.
It was super easy. And there was nobody tried to sit next to me. The lights went down. There weren't enough people there for people to feel comfortable talking.
Yeah.
So it was quiet and I got to see the movie. And I got the best seats in the whole fucking place. This bothers me, actually. Here's something we could talk about, I guess.
All right.
I don't like going to the theater with girls, and I'll tell you why. Because girls have the stupidest ideas about what the best seat in the theater is. Girls want to sit on the aisle seat in the back of the fucking theater. Yeah. What is wrong with you? Me, the way our local theater is set up, there's like two sections. There's like a floor with like 4 rows, and then like the stadium seating that goes all the way to the back. And the floor with the 4 rows, if you sit in like the 4th row, it's perfect, right in the middle.
Yeah, you're right up perfect. There.
Perfect. If you sit in the front row, it's a little too close.
Neck's gonna
fourth
hurt.
Row, fucking perfect. Or the 1st row in like the stadium seating, which is like the 5th row back.
Perfect.
Perfect. But girls always want to sit in the fucking back row on the aisle. What is wrong with you? Did you actually want to see this movie at all? Because you're not sucking my dick, so apparently that's not why we're here. You wanted to see the movie, right?
That's funny you say that, because every girl I've ever met wants to sit in the fucking back. I don't know why.
I'm but
like,
we
why?
Don't end up making out. If we did, I could let it go. I could be like, okay, this is an excuse to make out in public. Okay,
yeah,
I get it.
Yeah.
But we don't. So fuck yourself.
Exactly. And the best excuse I got was, I don't want to sit, anywhere else but the back because I don't like when people kick my seat. Okay, here's another thing. If you're in the theater and someone's kicking your seat, a lot of people like myself will go up until now throughout their life and not say a fucking word. And every time you leave that theater, you're like, why don't I just turn around and say, hey, fuck you. Stop kicking my seat. Everyone around's going to be like, ooh, that guy's kicking that guy's seat. Yeah, fuck that guy for kicking that guy's seat. Everybody's going to sympathize. Like when his cell phone goes off, everybody in the theater's thinking the same thing, but nobody calls him out on it. Why? We're all thinking the same thing. If one guy stands up and goes, hey, asshole, get the fuck out of here or shut your phone off, everybody's going to be like, yes.
I don't think I've ever had anybody kick my seat for more than like maybe 5 minutes of a whole movie. And it really wasn't intentional, They're just fucking around fidgeting.
No, I've had that. Yeah, they'll bump it or whatever.
But I've never had anybody just consistently keep kicking my seat.
But if
I did, I guarantee if you turned around and said, hey, quit fucking kicking my seat, what are they going to do? Chances are they're like 13 years old.
Yeah.
Fuck them. They're going to be shitting themselves because you turned around.
Yeah, you said something, yeah. And that happened, yeah. Someone was kicking my seat the whole movie. And I turned around just to look and kind of give them that stink eye. And it was a kid, but their parents were there. And I didn't want to be like, hey, parents, can you tell your kid or say directly to the kid, hey, fucker, can you knock it off? Because then the parents would, maybe say something. I don't know.
I've never
gotten. So I didn't say anything. And I got out of that movie. I'm like, I'm never going to the theater again. Fuck this.
I've never gotten an excuse from a girl as to why she wants to sit in the back like that. I've been like, why do you want to sit back here? And they're like, it's more comfortable. I like to be able to see the whole thing. And I'm like, well, you can see the whole thing from the 4th row. Plus, if you sit all the way in the back, you might as well be watching it on TV. What's the fucking point? I could do this at home. These fucking things, they get released to the internet pretty quick. If you're willing to put up with a little bit of quality loss, which is, to me, basically the equivalent of sitting in the back of the theater, then you could watch it at home. I could do this at home.
Yes. Which is bullshit.
But they don't care. They want to sit in the back. I don't understand it. I don't know if it has something to do with maybe getting motion sick. Like I sit too close and things moving around feel too real. I don't know.
But I want to bring this up. Going back to, you watching movies during the day.
Yeah.
And During the day, I need to bring this up because I can't identify with anybody. Nobody, I haven't asked this to anybody, but during the day, it's different. My lifestyle, I hear of a lot of people that will wake up, kind of get ready. They'll have some beers and they do all this shit during the day. Well, when I drink a beer and the sun is out, something different happens. When I drink a beer during the day, I just get sleepy.
Well, you're talking to the wrong guy because I'm with you on that. Like I,
okay,
I can, for one thing, you and Aldi being your fiance,
yeah.
Aldi will wake up and drink a beer.
Yes, she will.
First thing in the morning. It's like it might be afternoon, but it's her morning, and the first thing she does is drinks a beer. Yep. I can't operate that way. Work like that. Like for me, beer is like a nighttime thing, and it's like, hey, we're all gonna have a good time. If I drink it during the day, it's like it makes me sick or it makes me want to go to bed.
Exactly. And like we'll both have the day off, Aldi and I, and hours will go by. It'll be like 5 p.m., 4 p.m., and she'll be like, hey, want a beer? And I'm like, stupid me is like, eh, fuck it. It's my day off. Go ahead. Give me a beer.
Yeah.
And I'll drink it, and I'm done. You know, I get done with the beer. I'll drink another one. And I'm not like the way I am at night. I'm like, I need a nap. I am drained. It's like it sucks the life right out of me.
Yeah.
But as soon as the fucking sun goes down, and that's another thing, like I have this hatred for the sun. Like daytime, I don't mind. Okay. But I don't enjoy myself until nightfall. I am a night owl.
I enjoy myself during the day, but only on special occasions. Like something's going on and I need to get up at like 6 a.m.
Yeah.
But it's something fun. Like we're going on a trip or something.
Okay.
Then I can have a great time all day long. But if it's like I have to get up at 7 to go to work, man, no, thank you. And then I get out of work and all I want to do is go back to sleep. And
That reminds me, every time I've had to get up earlier than I normally do, which is like, say, 8 a.m., 10 a.m., you know, that's late enough for the average person. But every time I do it, I feel ill. I don't know why.
I'll eat
whatever. I'll drink some OJ, but I feel ill. I don't know why.
I usually feel okay, but like if I wake up for a special reason at like 6 a.m., I will get this feeling like I'm missing this whole chunk of the day normally. Like this whole period where the sun's out and it's beautiful and I should be up doing shit during this period. But as soon as it's back to like the normal, you know, I got to go to work and then get out of work at like 4:30 p.m. I don't want to get up until 5. Yeah. You know, I just want to skip that whole portion of the day. I'm definitely a night person.
Same here.
And like on weekends, like I normally should, I should be going to bed at like 11 at night.
With
and
your never schedule. Do. Yeah. With work.
I go to bed at like 3 in the morning every night.
Yeah.
And on weekends, I end up sleeping till like 2 in the afternoon the next day. And that's just the way my body works. That's the way I should operate. But there's nothing I can do about it during weekdays. But I can't make myself go to bed at 11 like I should.
And the older you get, the more shame you kind of feel for doing that. What time do you get up? Like 2 in the afternoon?
Yeah.
You kind of feel ashamed to say that. As I'm getting older, I'm actually, I don't give a shit. Fuck them. Because I hate the sunshine. I do. I hate the sun, man. I do. The sun is out. When I get up, I'll get up anytime. I don't give a shit. And when the sun is out, it is my time to just chill. And as soon as that sun's going down, I am having a great time. Even if it's, I never feel like I'm wasting the day.
I don't think I would go that far because I do still feel like I'm wasting the day.
No, you shouldn't.
But if it were completely up to me, when would I go to sleep and when would I get up? Yeah. I would go to sleep at like 5 a.m.
Yeah.
And get up at like 4 in the afternoon.
Yeah.
And that's what I would do every day.
Yeah.
Like that's just the way I operate. But there are times when I see the sun out and I'm like, this is gorgeous. And it gives me a little bit of a boost of energy.
Yeah.
Like, do you know what I mean or do you not? Because you made it sound like you don't. But
I don't. I'm sorry.
The sun will be up and it's a gorgeous day and I have this little extra boost of energy. But
I don't get that fucking gorgeous day thing. It's in my head like, oh, it's so beautiful out. But all I'm thinking in my head is like, when I have the day off, I think a lot about like living in Alaska in that town.
Oh, God,
where they
I couldn't do it.
Like 40 days of night. Can you
I
imagine?
I couldn't do it because the closest thing to that that we have here is our winter time.
Yeah.
And during winter time, I feel like I want to kill myself. And it's pretty grim. Like I get pretty depressed and I could do without winters. If I could move to some place that didn't have them, I would do it.
Okay. So if you lived in like California, you'd probably be getting up a little earlier, feel a little bit
maybe,
better.
Maybe. I doubt it, but I would feel better in general. Yeah. I wouldn't go through this period of depression once a year.
Yeah. I hear you.
I feel like the whole world is just a piece of shit for months.
I don't know what it is about that. Like, daytime to me is such a huge inconvenience. There's so many assholes out there. Like, anytime I want to get anywhere, there's traffic.
Well, sure, but that's not the daytime. That's people.
That's people. I know. But at night, you know, when my fun begins and I'm energized, I go out. There's less traffic. There's less people out.
I remember I don't remember what the reason was, but I had the day off from school.
Yeah.
And I went out with my mom and we were driving around downtown in our old town.
Okay.
And it suddenly occurred to me that during these hours when I'm normally at school, there are all these people out doing things.
Yeah.
And I am completely missing it. Like, there's this whole other world that I am completely missing. And that's kind of how I feel about it sometimes. Like when it comes to like I sleep all day or I work all day, either one.
Yeah.
And there's this whole world out there that's doing shit while I'm busy.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what the sunshine feels like to me. Like I get up. If I get up at 8 a.m, like by some kind of fluke, and it's just because that's when I woke up.
Yeah.
And I didn't have to go anywhere. And I look outside and it's beautiful outside. That's kind of how I feel. Like shit's going on and I should be a part of it.
That's that guilt trip I feel, though.
No. It's not like that. It's like,
you don't
it's
feel
like
guilty?
I want to be a part of it.
You really
it's
do.
It's like, I want to be doing stuff, but I don't know how. Like, I really don't.
What do you do? Yeah.
Like, I could go to Starbucks and then sit around, and like, on laptop, which I don't have.
You're waiting for the night, when it's fun and exciting.
But there's nothing, there isn't shit that happens at night that's worth doing.
Yeah.
Like, there's parties, and that's it. There's parties, there's hanging out, but that's it. There's not anything else that's worth doing that happens at night. Everything else happens during the day.
Yeah. I don't know. Even if I'm not at a party or something, I don't know.
I prefer to be up at night, but in terms of shit happening, like if I wanted to get something going with the show, for example, like I wanted to partner up with something, all that shit happens during the day.
Okay.
If I wanted to go out and promote the show, like if we wanted to do a live on location thing with the show, it would have to be during the day. All that shit happens during the day.
Yeah.
Everything happens during the day.
But yeah, that brings up another thing. Like when we started doing the podcast here and we tried to do it earlier, it just didn't feel
right. It was weird. It didn't feel right. We could see the sun through the window and it just didn't feel right at all.
Yeah. I'm cracking open beers and I'm just like, I'm not feeling it, man. So yeah, we started later because it just, something about it.
Yeah.
And what was I going to say? I've noticed growing up when I'm out driving during the day, like on a day off, if it's like noon or one and I'm driving and all these people are out driving as well, I can't help but think, like, do they work the same shift as me and they have the day off during the week? You know, they're not working normal jobs. Are they, you know, they're just out going to the grocery store, or maybe they're single moms or dads and they don't have a job, or they work the same. I tend to notice that, like, it's retarded, but there'll be vehicles out driving around the time they should be, like kids, if they're out, they should be in school, but there's adults out driving and they should be at work like normal people, but they're not, just like me.
I don't know.
And I'm thinking, that's kind of nice.
Yeah. It's kind of nice that there are people out in the afternoon.
Yeah. Yeah. Driving, not at work. Yeah.
All right. That's kind of weird.
I know. It's just something that crossed my mind at some point. But yeah, something about the night. Like my ideal schedule, and this makes me scared to, if I ever get a real job, I have to work basically what you're working really early. I can't fucking do that. That's not fun to me. I can't function. I will go insane.
Well, to be fair, it's not fun for me either.
Yeah.
But it wasn't any more fun when I used to work a second shift where I would go in at like 4:30 in the afternoon and get out at 11. That wasn't any more fun.
That's true. But with my job now, it's not as bad. It's not a bad job. I don't plan on doing it the rest of my life. But for now, I'm enjoying myself. Like, I go in at 1 and work till 9. Second shift rules. I get home, nighttime, have fun. I can sleep in the next day. I don't, you know, have to be up at fucking 6 in the morning. So I don't know where I'm going with that. It's a gigantic fear of mine. You know, I'll have an interview at fucking 8 in the morning, which will destroy me. How can I conduct an interview, you know, so early? But anyway, enough about that. Going back to like movies, watching movies.
Yeah.
Every time, this bugs me, and I kind of want to bring it up, but every time I watch a movie with somebody or a group and we get out of the movie, somebody says, "So what'd you think?"
Yeah.
And that's what everybody does when they get out of the theater.
Are they not supposed to? I don't understand. What else would they say?
I don't know.
Hey, we all agree this was shit, right? All right, good.
I don't know, but it's like, so what'd you think? Oh, we should have this huge discussion, you know?
Well, that's the best. And what's the best time to talk about the movie?
I don't know.
That's maybe, it, right maybe there, when just you just
that,
got out of it.
Maybe it's just that one line. So what'd you think? Maybe if it was like something different, like...
you thought it was shit too, right?
I liked it. Good? Good. All right, we're good. Let's go home. Let's go eat something.
What if you didn't like it, though?
Good? No. No good. No good? All right, let's go eat something. I don't know.
Is that how it goes, though? Because usually if I come out of a movie with a bunch of people and I'm like, so what did you think?
Yeah.
It's because I've got something to say about it.
That's why every time we've gone to a movie with you, or like if you're involved with the group and somebody says that, I'm like, what have you done?
So what did you think? Well, I liked it, but
I've got quite a bit to say. My name's Kyle.
I liked it, but there was this part where like they did this thing and it just didn't make any sense. Like if you were in that position, you would have done this thing.
Yeah.
Like any human being with a brain in their head would have done this, and they didn't. And it's just weird. I don't know. I mean, I liked it overall, but it was generally, there were these parts to it that it just kind of, I don't know.
Yeah, it was Toy Story 3, Kyle.
I wouldn't do that at Toy Story.
Yeah, you would.
Well, you know, I liked it, but it was weird because, you know, the Slinky dog, like, they stretched him way out further than a Slinky could stretch. It's just, come on, please.
Yeah, the voice wasn't on, maybe because that guy died. What's his name?
Yeah, Ernest. I can't think of that real guy's name.
I didn't like it, yeah. But yeah. Yeah, I don't know what it is about it when they say, so what'd you think? Right away, maybe it's too cliche and I don't like becoming part of that crowd. Every fucker comes out of the movie and they're like, so what'd you think? So what'd you think? So what'd you think? So what'd you think?
I don't like being part of that crowd that thinks about movies.
Yeah, no, it's just...
I don't really get your point.
I don't
want to talk about the movie.
Can we wait?
Ever?
Can we wait like
wait
5 minutes?
For what?
Because every asshole is asking the same.
Can you wait until I've eaten 3 eggs?
Yeah.
Then we can talk about it. Like, let's go to Denny's and eat an omelet, and then we can talk about it. Like,
yeah.
What is it that you need to happen before you can talk about it?
I don't know. I just don't think about it.
I mean, what else is there?
Deeply.
You want to get out of the movie and you want to go like, okay, let's not talk about the movie.
No.
What do you think about socialism as a, you know, a general political practice?
I think my problem is I don't want to like analyze the movie. I just want to go, hey, you like it? Yeah, it was cool. All right, let's do something fun.
But what's the point of even seeing it with other people then?
Why does it always have to be discussed?
You are the one who won't see a movie by himself, and you're the one who sounds like you should see them by yourself. You don't even want to talk about it.
That's true.
So you should be seeing all these movies by yourself.
Yeah, yeah. All right. I don't know, man. I don't know.
Yeah, we just got out of this movie. What'd you think? I mean, I know you don't like that, so what do you think about an omelet?
Yeah. There we go.
That's right.
That's
damn straight, I don't want to talk about this movie I just spent 2 hours in experiencing. I don't want to say anything about it.
All right.
Because my name's Orion. I don't like to talk about things, especially when they're on my mind.
Okay. All right.
I only like to talk about them 10 months down the line, like half a year, something like that. Then we can talk about it.
Okay.
Orion, what did you think of Batman Begins?
It was awesome. Moving on.
Okay, that's not a thing. That's like, you would be so bad at reviewing movies. It'd be like, two thumbs up. Yeah, I liked it.
Yeah.
Orion Brower on RottenTomatoes.com.
I'd be that fucking dude.
What did you think of Toy Story 3? Pretty good.
If I became a celebrity, yeah. It'd be like New York Times, some crazy quote, and then Orion Brower, awesome.
They'd like quote a snippet of your review, and it'd be like, Tom Hanks gives an excellent performance. But that was the whole review. It was like, Tom Hanks gives an excellent performance. I gotta go. Orion.
Too hungry.
Too hungry.
Gotta eat food.
Two stomachs
which
up.
Which is more awesome. Yeah. All right.
What would you be more likely to take the time to like if you got out of a movie and somebody said, hey, what did you think? What would you be more likely to have something to say about if you hated it or if you loved it?
If I hated it, like if it, well,
I guarantee I'd have more to say about it if I hated it.
Yeah. But backing up, like if the movie like called for some discussion, like if it really played with your mind and like, if it kind of left you hanging, like, what do you think? You know, let's kind of like a Lost, you know, it's something to talk about. I know.
Lost left me hanging. All right. Fucking Lost. I can't believe we didn't talk about that at all. Fucking Lost. Oh, my God. I knew they were going to ruin it. Yeah. But the way they ruined it, it felt like they didn't even know. Like they were like, okay, we are out of fucking time. So everybody's dead, I guess. Yeah. That's kind of like, it doesn't really count if they weren't dead the whole time, right? Even though like everybody always guessed that they were dead. If they were only dead for this last little bit, that doesn't count, right? Yeah. Okay, good. Then they were all dead.
The same guys that were in on the marketing meeting, you know, to sell ice at Arby's are the same types of guys that
and
were in on
such
the story
a fucking
making of Lost.
Cop out. Like at the beginning of the season, they were like, see, here's this. They blew up this station and that was supposed to solve all their problems. And then you've got this alternate timeline where all their problems were solved. They never ended up on the island. And then you've got the regular timeline where they're on the island still. And for whatever reason, the explosion didn't kill them. It just put them back in the right time period.
Yeah.
Then you find out at the end of the season, oops, all that stuff you thought was an alternate time period where everything was okay was actually the afterlife. And all the people who got killed in the afterlife, who cares about them?
Who gives
them?
A shit?
They deserved it. Were they real? I don't know. Was that the real people or was that some manifestation of their memories?
We'll never know.
What about Jack's son? Jack has a son named David that he apparently made up. He just made him up. He didn't ever existed.
For anyone that's never seen Lost.
So he's got
like,
this guy like this that's his son that he's like connecting with and stuff, like more so than he did before.
Yeah.
But then it turns out all of a sudden he finds out this was all the afterlife. None of it was real. And he just goes to heaven and he leaves his imaginary son behind. Fuck, man. That doesn't, none of that makes any sense. And Walt never came back, probably because Walt's like 7 feet tall now, which I think was poor planning on their part. I think they picked a kid to be a part of the show, and I think he was meant to be a huge part of the show. But then as time went on, they were like, oh shit, kids grow, don't they? Fuck. So they basically wrote him out, but he had like superpowers. Like he flew a bird into a window and killed it or something. I don't even remember now because it was so long ago, but he had these superpowers. He was clearly supposed to be a big part of the show, but then he got too big and they were like, I guess when they got off the island, they went forward in time. So now he's bigger, but we can only see him for a minute because we don't know any better way to write him back into the story.
Yeah. I liked it better when the, like when Lost was first on, the writers didn't get involved with, you know, some side interviews, you know, like they'd interview the writers and they'd talk about, well, we're thinking about this and we know it's confusing. That ruined it because then I kept thinking like every time I saw an episode, I'm like, fuck those guys. But if you didn't know, if you didn't see the faces of the writers, you'd just be like, mystery.
Well, they had this whole, like, I forget which season it was after, three maybe. They had this whole alternate reality game where you were supposed to look for all these clues online and stuff. And there was this whole thing with this guy named Alvar Hanzo, which you only got to see like a photo of him from a distance through a window.
Yeah.
And he never made any difference to the story whatsoever. None of it mattered.
They're fucking with
you. And like, you can't have babies on the island. Why not? I don't know. Not important. It's just incidental.
And then, you know what?
And what's the deal with the giant statue? The giant fucking Egyptian statue with like the crocodile head?
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever.
What's the deal?
There used to be Egyptians here, I guess. Once upon a time.
Yeah.
Who knows?
I had one deep discussion about Lost with some friends, and it was good. But after the finale and everything, and people will, you know, talk about, you know, I don't know why you're so mad and why you're hating so much. You know, maybe it's just you got to leave some things up to your imagination. You know, that's what they were looking for. If not, well, it's okay.
Leave it up to your imagination. You listen to the writers are like, the show was never about the mystery. The show was always about the characters.
Yeah.
But they're full of shit. The show was totally about the mystery.
Exactly.
In the beginning.
That's why everybody watched
it. Exactly. Nobody watched it for Jack. In fact, most of the people I know personally hated Jack.
Yeah, we hated.
And they hated Kate. And I actually kind of liked Kate, but that might just be because I want to put my dick in her.
Same here.
They hated Jack and they hated Kate, who are arguably the main characters of the fucking show.
Yeah.
All anybody wanted anything to do with the show for was the mystery. But that was never the point. That was always the icing on the cake. Really? Then why did you bother?
Exactly. So if those guys, their career is over, because if they do anything else, everybody's going to be like, those guys.
No, that when I went and I read a bunch of like reviews comments and stuff, and lots of people were like, I don't know. Crazy. I don't understand why the rest of you are so confused and so upset, because it made perfect sense to me. I thought it was a great way to end the show. Everybody got their closure. That's, you know, all these bullshit characters came back together and realized they loved each other. Blah, 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 blah. Sure, it's great in a way. It'd be great as like a cast reunion 10 years down the line, like they all get back together and it's like, oh, we can see them together, yay. But this was an actual episode that was supposed to be like part of the story, and it didn't really explain anything. It's like, oh yeah, you know why all of this has happened? Because there's a cave somewhere in the middle of the island that nobody can find for some mysterious reason, and it's full of a magical light. Yeah. And this was all to protect the magical light. These two guys can't leave the island, except one kind of can, because he went to, you know, visit all these people. Yeah. But the other one can't leave the island. If you turn the light off, the one that can't leave the island loses all of his evil powers. It's just fucking Christ.
Yeah, yeah.
It didn't mean anything at all when it ended.
Yeah. It's like certain artists, they'll create paintings and shit, and like the blue square.
Yeah.
That's what these writers... They're probably a big fan of the blue square.
Well, what I really think happened is they started a show.
Yeah.
These guys land on an island and mysterious shit happens. And they started adding mysterious shit.
Yeah.
And then as the show went on, they started going, okay, what happens now?
Yeah.
And then they made shit up. And so they kind of forgot stuff as they went along. And if you ask them, from what I've read, like, they will say, oh yeah, we had it all planned out all along.
Yeah.
But they totally didn't. No, they were making shit up as they went along. There was a bird in one of the seasons, one of the earlier seasons, there was a bird, a giant fucking bird that flies by and screeches out, Hurley!
Yeah, yeah.
Why? I don't know. I don't know.
Oh.
Do you know? I don't know. There was a station on the island that, the idea was the people in the little station thought that they were monitoring the rest of the island.
Yes.
But in fact, they were the experiment and they were being monitored, and they were filling out these notebooks, putting them in little vacuum tubes, sending them through the vacuum tube. And the other end of the vacuum tube was nothing. It was just a pile of those tubes.
Yeah.
That's all it was.
Interesting. Yeah.
Even if like the point of that station was that they were being monitored themselves and the notebooks meant nothing, it doesn't make any sense for this vacuum tube to go to nowhere.
Yeah.
And it was never investigated again.
Yeah.
Ever. Jesus. Never touched upon.
It is sad to me that these the writers, the creators aren't seen on the street and just beaten.
And the Dharma Initiative had been there for decades.
Yes.
And they hadn't been active for probably at least a decade.
Yeah.
They'd all been wiped out by Benjamin Linus.
Yeah.
And there were still food drops coming from them.
Yeah.
Like in the earlier seasons, you would see like a parachute would come down with a bunch of food.
Yeah.
There were still food drops coming from the Dharma Initiative, even though everybody on their team was dead.
Yeah.
Why? I don't know.
That was, we would have like Lost parties.
Yeah.
And we would have people over and we'd watch Lost and we'd talk about like, what is this? What do these clues mean to you? What are you thinking? You know, that was interesting. But they fucked all of that discussion that we had up with that finale.
Ugh.
Everything. They just, they fucked it all. It was such a waste of time. That was so much fun. We would discuss. And that's what I was getting at. That was interesting to me. But with movies, yeah, fuck them.
I'm tired of talking about Lost. Do you want to do some voicemail?
Let's do it.
Hey, you guys mentioned, you know, or that's actually Ryan. Ryan asked last time, did I know before I went down on the person? Did I know if they were on their period? Yes. Did I pull the tampon out with my teeth and throw it across the road and then go down munching and pull? No. I don't know how you guys eat pussy, I'm assuming. You do it, you know, up the top of the clitoris and whatnot. That's kind of how where I go. So to me, like, I don't give a flying fuck if, you know, there's a bloody spot, you know, a few inches away or an inch or two away, whatever the fuck the distance is, because there's a butthole just a few inches farther. That being said, I have eaten a butthole once, but generally, I don't do this. And I grant that was once. It was just weird. Didn't bother me, but whatever. But to me, like, I don't do that shit unless it's clean, like you just had a shower or whatever. So yeah, like, I don't know. I think maybe I've eaten pussy once or twice, but that's only like a few hours after a shower where you've kind of got a little, you know, moisture going on, but not anything disgusting or whatever. And, I believe that's all. Toodles.
Orion, how do you eat pussy?
How do I eat pussy?
Yeah.
The whole thing, my brother.
Yeah, I thought so because there was one time when I mentioned sticking your tongue in the hole.
Yeah.
And you were like, why wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Well, because that's not normally how girls get off via that. You don't fuck them to an orgasm. Yeah. You focus on the clit.
Yeah.
However, I will admit that you don't spend the entire time at the top of the mountain. You know, you go down to the base here and there. So I can't, I think he's doing it wrong. You know, if you don't end up anywhere near the bloody spot, then I think you're doing it wrong.
It depends on the girl.
The majority of your focus should probably be up top at the clit.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean you just sit there and I don't know what you're doing, flipping your tongue like, like right there almost in that there. One spot and not moving.
Yeah. I don't know. Every girl's different, I'm sure. Some are strictly clitoral, you know, with their pleasure.
One of my ex-girlfriends couldn't have a vaginal orgasm, meaning like during sex, she couldn't have an orgasm.
Yeah.
It had to be clitoral stimulation. So if she was going to have an orgasm during sex, she was going to have to play with herself.
Oh, man.
But even so,
yeah,
that doesn't mean all she wanted me to do was just sit in that one spot. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
Like that's not normal, I don't think.
Yeah. Like, it's like a girl sucking you off, you know, and all they're doing is licking or sucking the head. Just like a robot, like...
Yeah, on a long enough timeline, I suppose that might work.
Yeah.
but yeah, that's not how you would do it.
You kind of got to do different things, you know, like change it up, speed, you know. Whatever.
I do not like getting hand jobs from girls. I don't because they can't do it right. Like, even if you could do it, even if you were the best hand job giver of all girls in the nation, chances are I can still do it better. It's the one thing that I can do better than you. So just leave it to me. Don't give me a hand job. I don't want it. I don't want anything to do with it.
Agreed.
You will fuck it up.
Yeah.
Especially because girls,
you would think girls would understand this, but girls don't seem to understand the concept of lubrication. If you're going to do the thing where you like drag your hand over it, you know, like rub your hand over the whole D, there needs to be some lube. Otherwise, like the way to do it would be to like kind of grip it and, you know, tug on it basically.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But like if you're not lubed up, you can't do the whole like sliding thing over it. Like my dick is going in and out of your hand because it just will chafe.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's just dry. Girls don't know how to give a hand job as well as I do. I would rather give one to myself.
I tend to masturbate dry. I don't know. A lot of guys can't.
So do I, but I don't do it like that. Is that how you do it? Do you go, do you fuck your hand? Because I don't.
No, no. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, like girls, they don't know how to do the hand jobs. And every girl, when they're blowing you, they tend to like blow you and then kind of like pull up, out.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they start jacking you. And it's like, what are you doing? Why'd you stop? What are you doing?
Hey, if you need a breath, that's fine. But if you're jacking me because you think that's just as good, you're wrong.
Yeah, it's like, they're like, and then they pull up and they're like, I need a breather, but I don't want you to, you know, get soft on me or I don't know.
Have you ever had this, every once in a while, I've gotten this thing where like a girl is on top and she starts doing this thing where she like grinds back and forth instead of like up and down, down, you know, instead of in and out, it's like grinding back and forth.
Yeah.
And I think that does something for them.
It does.
But for me, it's frustrating. Yeah. It's like, no. It needs to go in and out. That's the whole point of this.
Yeah.
It needs to go in and out. No. Stop gyrating.
Can't remain in and just kind of rub something up in there.
I don't. I understand. You're like rubbing your clit or whatever on my pubic mound, whatever. But this needs to be an in and out process or I'm not getting anywhere. Yeah.
I think, have you been like where they're on top and they're rocking back and forth and they're in such a position where you're rubbing their clit or their cervix, like inside. So they're rocking back and forth.
But okay.
Yeah, it does something for them, but they keep going and it doesn't do anything for me. I feel like I'm...
It's just like somebody's. It's like I could do the same thing. I could grab my dick and like push it back and forth like a joystick. You know, it's the same thing. It's, no, this is not how this works. Yeah. Don't you understand? This is an in-out process. Everybody knows that. If you want to pretend like if you hold your hand up with like a little okay kind of symbol and then you put your finger in the hole, you go in and out when you're trying to simulate sex. Like, get it, doing it.
Yeah.
You don't go like you don't put your finger in there and then wiggle it around. See sex.
Yeah.
You don't understand the concept? No, it's an in and out thing. It needs to be.
But going back, the Austin thing, I can't imagine. I'd have to be wasted to eat a girl out on
have a period. Have you ever fucked a girl on her period? Because I have. I have. I wasn't a fan.
It wasn't on purpose.
No, I have, and it was on purpose because it was. I knew she was on her period, but I was too ready to go to say no.
Oh, no.
It wasn't that bad, well, but it
it's
wasn't.
It's going to feel the same, but goddamn, it's going to be a mess.
It wasn't that bad, but it wasn't good either. You know, it was like, it seemed like I had just fucked my girlfriend on her period. Like, it was like, I needed to go, so let's do this.
Yeah.
And then afterwards, I was kind of like, eh. You know, like, why did I do that?
Damn it.
Oh, no. Now I gotta go take a shower. Because really, I mean, ideally, you would probably take a shower afterwards anyway. But I really need to take a shower after that.
This can't dry overnight.
Oh. I could fuck a girl and then roll over and go to bed. But if she was on her period, have to go clean up. No, I can't just pull my boxers up over my bloody dick and go to bed.
Yeah.
So it's like this whole gross, like, what did I just do?
Yeah, but if you're eating her out and you know she's on her period, I mean, sure, when you're doing it normal style and you're going down to, you know, down and up on the clit and down to the hole and doing your playful thing. Yeah, you're near the asshole, but she's clean. If she wasn't, like, she wipes, you know.
I could see somebody saying, like, I'll put my mouth down there, but not my dick. Like, that's because that's so much more private, you know. That's my private part.
Yeah, but my dick doesn't have any taste buds.
Yeah.
Like, if I could taste things with my dick, I wouldn't have put my dick in half the places I put it. You know? But, like, if I could, it's just, it's like sticking my finger in some place, only it feels a lot better.
Yeah.
You know, I'd much sooner stick my finger in a lot of things than stick my tongue in them.
Yeah. Like, you're so close, no big deal, right? Well, yeah, I mean, yeah, when they're on their period, I don't know if women are different, but you, I'm sure you could smell it. I mean, it's not, it's like not wiping your ass.
Man. It wasn't, well, it's blood. It's not shit. It's not like fucking ripe, like pungent shit.
I haven't done it, but I mean,
it's not that bad, but it was not that good. It's not worth doing. If you can hold off for like the extra couple days it'll take for her to not be on her period, it's not worth it.
Yeah. I mean, if we're talking all this shit about eating out pussy when, you know, they're a whole day goes by or half a day and they got the fucking mucus or whatever, you know, a whole whatever. That's bad enough, but when they're on their period, how can that not be, oh, like, bad? I mean,
well, that's another thing. After like a day of
smell,
I mean, after a shit. Day of activity, yeah. I would fuck a girl.
Yeah,
even though she might be a little too ripe for cunnilingus.
Yeah, yeah.
You agreed. Know, like agreed. I would much sooner, like I said, I would much sooner put my dick in a place than my tongue.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I don't know, man. That's gross. I don't need to taste that. Or to have it on my face, like, you know, smeared up on your face, just red thigh prints on your face.
God. Ugh. Oh, Austin.
Then you got to go wash, like, all this dead baby off your face.
Yeah. It just, if Austin was strictly on the clit, you know, the whole time, and he didn't need to go down.
I really think you're doing it wrong if that's
what
how you're
kind
doing
of girl, it. Like, do you really, it, maybe she gets off on just the clit, but from the girl, from my experience, you know, if you focus too much on that, they're like, whoa, 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 slow down, too sensitive.
I have gotten,
you can't, like, do just the clit.
My second girlfriend couldn't get an orgasm any other way than clitoral stimulation. Amazing. My first girlfriend didn't like me to play with her clit.
What the fuck?
She didn't like it because it was too much. It was too sensitive.
Damn, it's like you're new to it each time.
If I played directly with it, it was too much. She would stop me.
Yeah. Damn. That must suck.
I guess it does depend, but
depends
fuck,
on the
man.
Girl. Yeah, exactly.
You want to do the next voicemail?
Gentlemen, it's Pichu. Your last episode was absolutely great, but I can't even express it in words. So how will I express my joy of that episode with this? I hope that's inspired you to keep up the great work.
Now, you and I talked about this before the show, and I did not know what that was. To me, that sounded like maybe a choir chanting, but it was really shitty quality, or maybe like bugs.
Damn you. I was gonna say, like, yeah, hold the mic up to a bee's nest. Get it. No.
Hip hop hooray, everyone. A bee's nest.
But yes, we did.
You
talk
told
about
me
this.
What it was.
Yeah.
And what it is, apparently, is these things that I don't know for sure what they're called. They're either called like vuvuzelas or vuvuzelas.
Yeah.
And they're these They're these things that people who go to soccer games or football games, they like to play them. They're kind of like musical instruments, but I assume they're only one note. Yeah. They're like little plastic trumpets.
Yeah.
And they play them when something exciting happens.
Yeah, they play them all the fucking time. I've seen soccer games, and that's how I found out about it, because I wasn't, like, I've played soccer in the past as a kid, and I like playing it, but watching it, no. And then I don't know what it is about this year, but fucking America is super into soccer this year. So how I found out, because I'd watched the game was on and nothing else was, and I heard this fucking
I go to dig.com all the time.
Yeah.
I don't watch sports at all, but I go to dig.com all the time to see what's new in the news and whatnot. And there were so many stories about this fucking thing, the vuvuzela, whatever they are. there were so many stories about this thing. I keep hearing about it over and over and over from everyone. Like, I'd never heard of these things before in my life. And all of a sudden, they're a huge deal.
Huge.
And I don't fucking get it. Like, it's just a noisemaker. It's like an air horn. Like, who cares?
Who gives a shit?
Next year at hockey season, am I going to be reading article after article after article about air horns? Fuck, man. It's just a noisemaker. Yeah. I don't understand why people get so fucking into soccer anyway. Like, I know it's like outside of the U.S., it's a huge deal. And I don't fucking get it, man, because either. It's like South American countries versus Europe.
Yeah.
And who gives a fuck?
Especially
the South American countries, because they barely exist anyway. I mean, honestly, who gives a fuck about like Portugal or whatever?
Yeah.
Not Portugal, like Paraguay.
Paraguay.
Who gives a fuck about Paraguay?
Who gives a shit?
Honestly, could you even point to Paraguay on a map? Really? I don't give a flying fuck about. Everybody in Paraguay could die tomorrow and I would laugh.
And they could. They're all starving, I'm sure. But every fucking day, everybody's like, did you watch the game so-and-so versus who? So-and-so won. Who'd you vote for, you know? I don't give a fuck.
Yeah,
and
who'd you think was going to win?
If I was into soccer, and the reason I'm not is because, well, you know, I used to play soccer, so I can understand it, but I can't get into it because everybody that plays soccer professionally is a fucking pussy faggot. All I see when I've seen every game is some guy graze another player and the other player, like they'll just bump him, but the other guy will fall to the ground and be like, oh God, I'm fucking hurt. And they'll grab their face, and they're on the ground and it's like a big deal. And they'll play the replay and they just got bumped. Like they're all faggots looking for a free kick, you know, so their team can get some advantage. Over what? Being a pussy? And they're all like this. Nobody's a man that plays soccer. They're all pussies.
Well, that's
so
not
I
my,
can't get into it.
That's not my problem with soccer. My problem with soccer is the same as it is with any other sport. To me, it's like watching somebody play Pac-Man on TV. Yeah. Why would I want to do that? Or watching somebody play Monopoly. Like, to me, I'm watching someone else who I don't know, I have no investment in whatsoever, play a game that I don't give a fuck. Why would I care? I don't care if you hit the longest home run in human history. You're playing a game that I'm not a part of. Nobody I know is a part of. Nobody I give a fuck about is a part of. Why do I care? Good for you. I mean, you made millions and millions of dollars playing a game that kids play.
I can understand that point. But I am into certain sports like hockey. I get excited. I don't know why. I don't know them, but I get excited. But with soccer, I just can't do it. And if I was into soccer, I would be rooting for my country. Imagine that. Everybody's like, so Argentina won today. I don't give a shit. I don't live there. Fuck. If I was into soccer, I wouldn't give a shit. I would be rooting for my team. But everybody's talking all this bullshit about certain teams that beat certain
teams.
Well,
that's actually something that I don't understand about sports is the weird nationalism or like localism, if that's a term. Like people like from Detroit, like, oh, I love the Lions. It's too bad they're a shitty team. Yeah, and the only reason I know they're a shitty team is because I keep hearing idiots talk about it.
Yeah.
But I know that the Detroit Lions, which is a football team, American football, is a shitty team. But people love them anyway because they're from Detroit. That makes no sense to me. If I was going to be into sports, I would be most concerned with what's happening with the best two teams. Who's going to win between the two best in the world?
It's a sickness. I don't know why I'm into it. I'm into hockey. Red Wings play. I'm into it. Why?
I've heard people have told me, you know, I kind of understand where you're coming from on sports, but with hockey, it's great because they get in fights and they beat each other up. It's awesome.
Yeah.
I don't care. I still don't know these two guys.
Yeah.
It's just a couple of guys getting into a fight. Like I could watch more entertaining shit on YouTube. It would take me 5 minutes to find something more entertaining.
Yes. I don't know why I get so into it. I don't know.
Oh, that Swedish guy is fucking up that Russian guy. And that's another silly thing is it's like, man, my hometown rocks the boat. Yo, my hometown is the best. You know who's on my hometown's team? Nobody from my hometown. A bunch of Mexicans and some Russians. It's like, who? What the fuck? Nobody from it. If they were all homegrown heroes, that would sort of make sense. I still wouldn't care personally, yeah. But I could get it. But they're not. They're like baseball teams. They're all fucking Mexican and Puerto Rican. Like, who gives a fuck?
Yeah.
I don't. These people are barely even here, as far as I'm concerned.
That especially goes for well. Not I don't know about national baseball, but minor league. Like you go to see the Grand Rapids Whitecaps.
Yeah.
Who gives a shit?
That's a baseball team. It's a local baseball
I can't do
team.
It. I've been invited. Let's go to a Whitecaps game. I eventually went because I'm with a girl.
Yeah.
And she's like, let's try
too.
Something new. Let's go to a Whitecaps game. I hated it. Couldn't get into it.
I've been to Whitecaps games. I've been to Lansing Lugnuts games, which are basically the same thing. Yeah. It's a baseball, local baseball.
None of them are white.
I can't.
There's no pride involved.
It doesn't matter to me that they're not white. I just don't care. Like if a friend of mine from high school or something was on the team, then maybe. But come on. I just don't care. Who are these guys? Why should I give a fuck? They've never done anything I care about. I've watched this entire game. They still haven't done anything I care about. Why would I care?
I don't know why I said none of them are white. Why would I give a shit?
I know what you mean. I know what you mean. You were talking about how
none of them are from this country.
Yes, I knew what you meant.
And that's a fucking fact. So it's just like, where's the pride? And even if there was pride,
and
it would make sense, but still.
It was like our second or third episode, but I did a whole thing on pride. I don't understand it. Oh, my God. Oh, Chicago's so great. I'm from Chicago, right? Chicago's so great. Go Cubs. What?
I'm so proud.
That doesn't make any sense. Like, I'm from a place, so I support everyone else who's from this place.
Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense. I hate more than 50% of the population here. What makes you think I would like anyone on the baseball team?
Exactly. That's funny because on fucking Facebook, I see like so-and-so is proud to be a fan of this or proud to be from here. And I can't help but think, you, like you said, you had nothing to do with that. And I get invited to like support groups for homosexuals. And I have nothing against homosexuals. But when they invite me to this group and they're all like, it's meant, I read the descriptions, they're proud to be gay. What the fuck? One, I'm not gay. So what do I have to do with this? Two, if I was gay, I wouldn't be proud because I didn't do that. Like you said, Kyle, you didn't do that. Proud to be from Michigan? Yeah, that was I did that on purpose. No, I didn't.
Well, that's like the people who are proud of their home teams, you know, like whatever it is, if it's a major league team, minor league team, or a college team, like not here, but where we used to live more so.
Yeah.
There was a lot of Michigan State pride, which is a college team.
Yeah.
Lots of green and white. Go green and white. Go green. Are you on the team? No. Did you go to Michigan State University? No. Do you have a kid maybe or like a relative or a friend going to their university? No.
Yeah.
Okay, so what did you do exactly? We won! We won! We won forever! We won everything! No, you didn't win anything! You did nothing! You know what you did? You drank beer! That's all you did! You didn't do a goddamn thing! And I've heard people say things like, you know, the teams would be nothing without their fans. Well, that's true.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean you did anything. All that means you financially supported the team?
Yeah.
Congratulations. You think if you hadn't bought like that extra foot long, they wouldn't have made it? Yeah, the teams would be nothing without their fans. In the long term, if all the fans disappeared, the teams would more or less disappear because there'd be no funding because people wouldn't care. But in the short term, you didn't do anything.
You didn't do shit.
Yeah, the only thing you did is exist and give the team a reason to exist. But otherwise, you did nothing. You sat at home and watched it on TV, or you, at most, you went to the stadium or whatever it was and watched it live.
Yeah.
You did nothing.
but we won, we won. And you'll fucking flip cars and like light things on fire. Are you insane? What is wrong with you? I would hate to see what would happen if you actually did something. It'd be a murder spree. I guess it's a good thing that most people are shitheads and never accomplish anything, because the entire world would be on fire.
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
Could you imagine? Like, I just made $1 million. If that was a regular occurrence, there would be giant craters in the earth from celebrations.
Oh, man.
Well, there is one more voicemail.
All right.
To get to
Let's
here.
Let's do it.
Let us see.
Hey, I just emailed you guys something. It's a photo of the Alabama beach. I didn't know Alabama had a beach, but it's just like all the oil washing up. And that is pretty fucking gnarly. And I got to say, I'm kind of worried because I live in Florida, and I don't think our food is going to be too healthy for a while. So I figured I'd just send it to you. I don't know what the fuck there is to talk about it, but there it is. Maybe you can put it on the forum later.
What are you eating? Stop eating so much crab. What do you eat? Everything you eat comes from the sea? What's wrong with you?
Okay.
What kind of human being are you that everything you eat comes from the sea? Eat some fucking land animals or a fruit or a vegetable. You know,
pizza.
Something that doesn't grow in the fucking ocean. Yeah. Order a pizza. You know what? Nothing on your pizza, unless you order some kind of faggy specialty seafood pizza, is going to be affected. It's all beef and pork and tomatoes.
Pepperoni.
It's cheese. I have never had shrimp cheese. But I would guess that it's not as good as regular cheese.
Shrimp cheese. Ugh.
Could you imagine milking a shrimp?
I've never heard of shrimp
squeak,
cheese.
Squeak, 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 squeak.
I'm curious, though.
I imagine it would make an adorable little noise. Or a crunching sound.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Yeah.
Milking a shrimp. You know how we do. Yeah, what the fuck are you eating? I mean, I know living in Florida, you probably eat more seafood than I do.
Oh, yeah.
But just eat something else. Buy something at the store. Is everything they sell at the store like lobster steaks?
What?
Just buy something else.
It's Pizza Hut, man. Taco Bell.
Buy canned food.
Yeah, if anything.
Canned seafood, I'm sure, is fine.
Now to the photo.
Oh, the fucking photo. He sent in a photo, and you know what it is? It's a wave with oil in it.
Ooh.
But, I mean, it's... It took this photo to make him kind of realize, like, oh, shit.
He doesn't even know where it is. It's Alabama Beach. I didn't know Alabama had a beach. He doesn't even fucking know where it is. It could be fucking Honduras for all he knows. He has no idea.
It could be. I don't know. But it still makes
no difference.
It's just weird that, yeah, like every channel you turn on has the news about the oil spill.
I don't really watch TV, which is not because I'm too cool for TV. It's because I just don't. Like, we have a TV. It's not mine. And I just don't typically watch it. All the shows that I watch, I usually watch online. But it's not because I'm like, oh, fuck TV. But I don't watch a lot of TV, so I haven't seen the shit on the news. I've only seen what I've seen online. And what I've seen online makes me want to give everyone the finger. It's just annoying. It reminds me of when Hurricane Katrina happened, which I found annoying. I'll be honest. I heard about all these people in Louisiana who were like, you know what? I know there's a hurricane coming. I know it's going to destroy my house. I know it's going to destroy everything I own, but I'm going to stay.
Yeah.
I'm going to stay. Okay. Well, fuck you then. Yeah. Fuck you. Swim for it, asshole. Like, I understand. Like, if you left and you took everything you could and your house got destroyed, well, okay, I feel sorry for you. But there are all these people who are floating down the street on, like, doors. What are you doing there? Why did you stay? What's wrong with you?
I didn't believe him.
No, but they did believe him. But they, like, went up on their roof to watch the storm come. What is wrong with you?
Yeah. It's like being at work and you hear the one coworker talk about how I don't know, their aunt died, you know, and like nobody gives a shit. Like, what does that have to do with me? and Hurricane Katrina comes on. Eh, I live in Michigan. I don't give a shit. Fuck 'em.
I didn't give a shit. Whoa, and I don't think problem. It's my job to give a shit either.
Yes,
I live on the... If we were in Europe, we would be several countries away. I don't care.
And but they put it in the media like, this is so terrible. Okay. All right. Yeah, it sucks. And you should probably donate to the Red Cross.
Well, and you know, I actually feel more for Hurricane Katrina because that directly affected a whole bunch of human beings.
Yeah.
The fucking oil spill is in the middle of the ocean.
Oh, shit.
Like, even the people who are nearby aren't affected that much. Like, by comparison, it's like your house fell down because some oil is in the ocean.
Did you hear about, did you read that article about how BP, like people that work for BP were, it's kind of a big thing. You might read it later, but something about people that work for BP were burning animals alive.
That's fantastic.
Are you kidding me? Like they're pulling them out of the ocean and they got like a big bonfire burning, going.
throwing like baby seals on the fire.
Just covering up the evidence.
Covering up the evidence. Jesus
Christ. I gotta read into it.
If you believe, now see, I don't have the facts. I suppose it's possible, but if you believe without any kind of investigation, if you believe that BP is covering up the evidence by throwing animals on a bonfire, you are insane. I'm sorry, but that's nuts. Everybody knows there are satellite photos from space of the oil spill. Burning a few ducks is not going to solve the problem. Yeah. If you think that's what they're trying to do, then you're nuts.
They're just trying to make them out to be super evil. You know?
They do. People hate oil companies. They think they are the devil.
Yeah.
And I know, you know, like there are certain things like to a certain extent, oil companies might be responsible for the fact that we still are so reliant on oil. We haven't switched over to ethanol or electric cars or whatever. They might be partially responsible for that because they have a personal interest in it. You know, like they want to keep us using gasoline because that's a huge thing.
Yeah.
But you also hear stories about like this guy created a car that runs on water. And he was like, he's the only one in history to do it. And he was assassinated. Really? I suppose it's possible.
I remember that. Yeah.
And you would think, even if that were true, that somebody else, like you couldn't suppress that far. Like somebody else had to know how to do this.
Yeah, the one guy in the world. Yeah.
Yeah. The only guy ever to figure out how to make a car that runs on water. And they killed him. They snuffed him out.
Yeah.
I suppose it's possible, but it seems highly unlikely to me.
Yeah, and he taught like at a school that wasn't like one of the, you know, higher end like Harvard or Yale. He just taught at some university.
To me, what that looks like is some guy who supposedly came up with a good idea.
Yeah.
Probably didn't actually work and he died before he could explain it to anybody.
Who knows? Yeah. That would be funny if he was assassinated.
People are all the time claiming they've invented perpetual motion machines. And the big difference is these people don't die before anybody gets a chance to prove it's not real. They're not real. It's not real.
Yeah.
It doesn't work. And there are ways, and there have been for ages, ways to set your car up to burn like cooking oil.
Yeah.
And it's cleaner. And if you have the hookup from like a restaurant or whatever, it's cheaper. You can get your shit for free basically because they're just going to throw it out anyway.
Yeah.
That's existed forever. Nobody's tried to keep it from you, but you have to do the, you know, modifications to your car. And so most people don't because most people, even though they might be super vocal about something like the BP oil spill, oh my God, the whole world is going to shit because some oil is in the ocean. They might be super vocal about that, oh my God, but they never took the time to modify their car to be, you know, to not run on the product that they're mad at this company for producing.
Yeah. Weird.
Ugh.
Oh, that's all I have to say about that voicemail.
Yeah, that's all of our voicemails. And we could end the show now, but
I feel like we shouldn't.
We shouldn't.
I feel like we should talk about something
God damn
else.
It.
I feel like we should talk about something else. There's got to be something else.
What do you got? What do you got, Kyle? Anything on the brand?
I got stories and stuff. We haven't really done stories in forever, but the main reason for that is that I don't usually think that's as good as if we don't do stories. But, okay, well, here's a story.
All right.
A California couple tried to sell baby at Walmart. Salinas, California. A California couple faces child endangerment charges after police say they tried to sell their six-month-old baby for $25 outside a Walmart store. $25 is pretty cheap. I'm surprised somebody didn't snap that up. Salinas police spokesman, Officer Lalo Villegas, said Thursday that Patrick Fusek, 38, and Samantha Tomasini, 20, were arrested early Wednesday, hours after Fusek allegedly approached two women outside Walmart and asked if they would like to purchase the child. The women initially thought Fusek was joking, but when he became persistent, they became suspicious and reported it to police.
Nice.
They did an outstanding job and gave our officers good information. I don't know if they're mothers, but they definitely had that instinct to help, Villegas said.
Yeah, okay. I'm sure.
Do you have to be a mother to know that selling a child outside of Walmart for $25 isn't a good thing? Like, whoa. I'm not a mom, but I'm getting a feeling this isn't normal. Is anybody around here a mom? Because I need some backup on this.
I don't know if they were mothers, but they definitely had that instinct that selling a child for $25 outside of Walmart isn't normal.
Yeah.
Fusek and Tomasini were arrested at 1 a.m. Wednesday at their home. Officers said the couple appeared high on methamphetamine and the house was in disarray. A police report also claimed that Tomasini told Child Protective Services, who took the baby, that she had breastfed the infant while under the influence. The couple was also booked on charges of being under the influence of narcotics, and Fusek was also served with an extra charge of violating probation. Villegas did not have details of Fusek's previous brush with the law. The couple was expected to be in court for an arraignment Friday, at which time they would be assigned public defenders. I've never done meth, but... Do you think they were trying to sell the kid for meth money?
They had to have, yeah.
How much meth could you buy with $25? I really don't know, but I wouldn't think it would be much.
No way. Like,
to be honest, they should have let him sell the kid. Because the kid's probably better off.
Yeah. Jesus. You hear like crackheads trying to sell their kids for crack.
I've never heard of anybody trying to sell their kids. You've heard of this before?
Yeah, man. They try to sell their kids for crack, and crack isn't cheap. Crack is expensive. Just imagine meth. I don't know the exact...
Isn't crack like the cheap, like the affordable version of cocaine, though, basically?
Yeah. Well, compared to cocaine, yeah.
Yeah.
But it's... Yeah, you get,
that's what I want to try.
Suck a lot of dicks.
I want to try cocaine. Would you try cocaine with me?
Oh, hell yeah.
I want to try cocaine because from what I gather, from what I've heard about it and stuff, it's like... I would be in overdrive, you know, like fucking getting shit done. Like today is the day that I overhaul the website and do all these things I've been planning on doing for months. Today's the day. I'm on coke. Oh, fuck yes.
Coke get shit done. Yeah, man.
Yeah, that's like, the impression that I get anyway. I need to do more uppers.
It sounds like, you know, you kind of morph into this OCD type of person. You clean up your room and... You know, you run all your errands.
I only do coke alone.
Yeah.
Because I just do it to get shit done around the house.
I paid rent on time. It was amazing.
Yeah, if I could do like a bump right before work. It's like 7 in the morning. I'm ready to die. But I just do a bump of coke and I'm ready to go. Yeah, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Let's make some signs, bitch.
Have you ever taken an upper narcotic?
No. Narcotic? Well, I mean, no. Narcotic. No, like... nicotine, I guess, is an upper, but no. Is it?
Okay, well, I have, and
caffeine.
Man, I swear.
What have
to God,
you taken?
I don't even know what it was, but it was awesome. And I drank so many beers, and I didn't feel drunk. Like I felt, you know, when you drink like 6 beers and you're feeling good, but then you drink that 7th, and you're kind of like, whoa, I'm getting drunk.
Yeah, I'm there
not
right
feeling
now.
So good. But that feel good, you can drink beer after beer after beer and you're fine. and you could fucking drive, man. You're focused. You don't feel that intoxicating.
When was this? Where were you? Do I know about
that
this?
That is a secret. I'll tell you.
Really? Mic. Do I not know about this?
You don't know about this.
Was this recent then?
No.
Shit.
But it's awesome, man. It is good shit.
And you don't know what it was, or you're just not saying?
It was a word I don't know. And it's a big word.
Oh.
So, but yeah.
Was it PCP?
Good. No.
Did you eat any children?
No.
While you were... It was great, man. I got so much shit done. I ate a couple of kids, but whatever. You know, I mean, I got all the housework done. I ate 10 eyeballs.
Had I eaten a kid, I probably would have been like, have you seen, Avatar? I would have been like, thank you, brother, for this offering. Om, yum, yum, yum. So it would have been cool because I thanked him, right?
I think PCP would be awesome. But you'd have to do it. You'd have to plan. And that's the mistake these retards make. They do PCP like it's nothing. Like they do PCP like, oh, I'm bored this afternoon. I guess I'll do a little PCP. And then they go out naked and fucking like fight the police.
Yeah.
No. You got to plan this shit out.
You got to buy a cage.
You got to have like a spotter. You know, you need to have shit set up so you're not going to like stab a million people or something while you're on PCP. But it sounds awesome. Like it. Like I feel like I could throw a car across the room right now, and I'm so fucked up, I probably could.
That would be amazing, because you get high on weed, and your mind's going a million miles an hour, depending on the weed you smoke, the experience. But you know, you're thinking all this shit, but in reality, you're not moving. While on PCP, though, you're thinking all this crazy shit, and you're doing a lot of crazy shit.
Is it weird that when we read that story a while back about the guy who ate his kid's eyeballs and tried to hack his own legs off with an axe while he was on PCP, what I was thinking pretty much the whole time was, I want to try some PCP. Where can I get some PCP?
That's fucked up, yeah. Jesus Christ, can you imagine? The guy was hacking at his legs with an axe.
But see, I wouldn't do it. Like, I wouldn't just come home from work one day and be like, okay, I'm going to do a little PCP. Yeah. I'm not going to tell anybody about it. All the knives are out. You know, whatever happens, happens.
Realistically, if you acquired PCP, what would you do? Would you tie yourself down?
No.
Or just invite me over?
I wouldn't tie myself down, but I'd be like, you know, all right, let's make sure there's nothing immediately dangerous in the room.
Okay.
And then I'm going to do a little PCP. You're going to be sober, and you're going to be closer to the door.
Yeah.
So if need be, you can run out the door. I don't think that'll be a problem, but if need be, you can run out the door and just leave me in the room to my own
Call
devices.
Call the police, yeah. All right. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. If anyone offers, let me know.
Okay. If I ever get an offer to do PCP, because it's that kind of social drug.
No.
Like, I'll just show up to a gathering sometime. They'll be like, hey, you want to try a little PCP?
Well, you never know. There's fuckers outside that will be like, yay.
I don't even know. If I wanted to, I wouldn't know where to buy marijuana. There's no way I'm going to get my hands on PCP.
Any
just
guy
randomly.
That's walking around that doesn't look like he's walking for health reasons.
That's not asking for trouble. Hey, Mr. Blackman.
Yeah.
I see you're black and don't appear to be going anywhere in particular. Are you selling marijuana? Yeah, that's not going to cause me any problems.
It's a safe bet.
Yeah.
But
you don't look like you have a job. Do you sell weed? Yeah.
Oh, man. Oh,
good brilliant.
Stuff. Yeah. Yeah.
Remind me to take your advice whenever I'm looking for drugs.
Chances are they might know a guy.
Yeah. Okay. Still, what if I happen to pick the one guy? Or what if he does, like, what if he's got like a sack full of weed that he wants to sell?
Yeah.
But I don't know him. And he's like, on principle, fuck you. Fuck you, white boy. What the fuck do you know? You don't know me. Yeah. I don't need that kind of shit in my life. I'd rather just be sober.
Yeah.
I can get beer at the store. You know, I don't need your marijuana.
Yeah.
All right. I mean, I guess we can end it here.
All right. All right. All right.
As usual, you can email me at Kyle@IJustHadATerribleThought.com.
Or Orion@IJustHadATerribleThought.com.
And of course, you can join us in the forums. That's IJustHadATerribleThought.com/forum.
I've noticed a lot lately. There have been a lot of new people joining the forums, but they're all they all have like Virginia lawyer something or other in their like profile information. Yeah. So it's like they're spamming us. Like they're creating accounts just to have their link in there somewhere. But there are lawyers. It's all lawyers. It's like Virginia law practice. How is that helpful to you? Yeah. It just makes you look shady. And I can't imagine being in a forum, like looking around, like, hey, what did everybody have to say about the show? Oh, hey, this show's about jerking off half the time. That's my kind of thing. Oh, but I also need a lawyer. Might as well click this guy's profile.
Yeah.
And they're not posting, like they're not even posting spam. They're just registering, making a profile with links in it, and then they're gone.
I will never understand the mentality behind spam, ever. Like, really? People are going to be, like, enough people are out there going, okay, all right.
It's click. Amazing to me, but it's apparently true. You know those Nigerian 419 scams or whatever they are?
Yeah.
Where somebody will send you an email that's like, yeah, I'm a prince in Nigeria, and you are somehow one of our long-lost relatives. And if I could just send you a little bit of money, and you take part of it and then send the rest back to me, I can get this money.
Yeah.
Makes perfect sense, right? Yeah. Some old idiot does it.
They do it. That's enough to where they're persistent. They keep doing it. It still exists out
that's
there.
That's so crazy to me. But you have to wonder, though, because I don't know any statistics, but I think like the average IQ in America is like 100.
Yeah.
Which means that there are a bunch of people who are both smarter and way dumber than that. Like my IQ, and I am not a genius. My IQ is like 133.
Yeah.
And I'm not a genius. I am by far not the top of the scale. And the average is 100.
It's just crazy.
Which means
we're
that there's
idiots.
All these people that are lower than that. Like, and the average dick size is 5 inches.
Yeah.
Which is not that big.
Yeah.
And that means that there are all these people with like 3-inch micro penises. And that really sucks.
Yeah.
And I don't know, man. I think about that kind of stuff. You know, like the average means it's in the middle.
Yeah.
So there are so many dumb people that there are enough dumb people to respond to these spam messages. And that must be what makes it worth doing.
I just wish I could meet or interview the like CEO or the mastermind behind like fastclick.com.
I bet.
Fucking douchebag.
I bet nobody between now and the next episode writes in or calls in to say that they've clicked on one of these fucking Virginia lawyers links. I bet nobody. But for two reasons, though, because for one, I doubt anybody has. And for the second reason, if you have, now that I made you sound like an idiot, you probably won't want to admit it.
Exactly. I was going to say,
But sorry. I'm trying to wrap this show up.
Yeah.
There's also the Facebook and the Twitter. There's Itchhat or Facebook.com/Itchhat and Twitter.com/Itchhat. Those are the probably the best places to find out when a new show is coming out if you're not subscribed. Although you should be subscribed. You can subscribe in iTunes. We are unfortunately not in the iTunes store, but there is a link on the main page, or you can just plug in the RSS feed URL and you can subscribe in whatever else you use. Whatever RSS feeder you happen to use, if you've got a Zune or whatever. What else?
Please, motherfuckers, partake in the True Stories segment.
Yeah.
Download the sound waves.
I didn't mean to let True Stories die out the way it has, but I don't.
Never.
I'm waiting for somebody else to send one in.
Yeah.
And nobody has, and I'm kind of surprised.
Game.
Like, none of you have microphones? I know
none
that's not
them.
True. I know that's not true. So are you just like, I don't know what to say? I mean, come on. They're not exactly difficult. You don't have to say anything hilarious or thought-provoking. Just like the other day, I went to the tire store. I needed a new tire. And I was getting my tire filled up. And the guy came over and he said, hey, what kind of car is that? And I said, oh, it's a Ford Taurus. And he said, I am a dragon and I am made of silver. And I said, really? That's kind of odd. And he said, die, bitch. And then he ate my left hand. And ever since, I've been right-handed.
Ever since. All right. That explains a lot, but...
See, that wasn't hilarious, but with a little music behind it and, you know, whatever.
It's fucking fun. Yeah.
Yeah. So. Oh, and donate.
Donate.
Because actually, it really would help the show. I mentioned last week, I'm not like, oh, you better donate. If you don't want to donate, fine. I mean, that's kind of always been the policy here. You know, like, I'm not telling you you need to donate or you're a bad listener. But it would help the show. There are things that money could help us out with.
Yeah.
So if you like the show enough that you, you know, want to help out, that is a real easy way to do it. And you can donate whatever you want. If, like, you're a fucking zillionaire and you have billions of dollars laying around that you could just send our way, then that's great. But you could also send, like, $5.
Yeah.
And it's, like, almost nothing to you. But to us, it's a big deal, especially if everybody does it.
I mean, think about it. Listen to us. Do we sound like we have a lot of money?
We're simple people. All right. I guess this is it, right?
Yeah, that should do it.
All right. So, Orion.
Yes. Thank you guys for listening and all that jazz. We will check you next week.
Let's do it again.
I hate you.
Yeah.
Yeah, boy.